Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. When you look back, in this is what we're told to do, is imitate those that have gone before us, and especially those who walked in bold faith. And you think about, you know, God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob, his name was changed to Israel. And so when you see Israel, you're hearing about Jacob. But understand this, Jacob, through the wisdom of God, understood the importance of vision. He understood it. He was in a dilemma because it appeared that he had gotten things the wrong way, even though ultimately he was the one that was supposed to have it. It's really, I mean, God makes sure that when he does something, no man gets credit for it. Everybody's going, well, maybe it's you, maybe it's you. And he goes off and has to leave town, and he goes to work for his uncle. And his uncle is just very demanding, and falls in love with his daughter. And he's going, man, I want to marry her, right, Rachel? Mm-hmm. And of course, his father goes, okay, great, wonderful. Work for me 7 years. Can you imagine telling American that? You work here for 7 years. I don't even live in a place for 7 years. Yeah. We move every five.
All right.
At least used to. And work here for 7 years, and then you can marry her. Can you imagine how loved a woman feels if you would have worked 7 years for her?
Wow.
7 years for her. Some man says, I've been working my whole life for her.
Yeah, right.
No, so he worked 7 years, and his boss, this was also his uncle, his name is Laban, he carries his daughter into the tent, and it's dark, it's nighttime and all that kind of stuff. And he says, there she is, she's right there for you. So he goes into this dark place, and he's so excited because in his heart and in his head, he's in love with Rachel. Mm-hmm. And he goes in the tent, and they have marital relations and all that type of stuff. But then the sun comes up. He looks over her, and he's going like, what are you doing in here? What's going on? You're not Rachel.
It was more like, what's happening with that eye?
She said, my name is Leah. My name is Leah. And Dad was worried that I wouldn't marry off, so he married me first to you. Goes on to him. He walks, I was just shocked. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I mean, like, think about it. Oh my goodness. We've got to invent electricity. Where's Benjamin Franklin? We need him.
Right. Right, exactly.
And so he goes and talks to his boss and his uncle, and he goes, dude, what's up? What have you done here? Because at that time, when you actually had sex with a lady and a man, that would be becoming one. You're knowing each other. That's marriage. Mm-hmm. And it still is today. Just the world has changed the vocabularies, but understand that God's going to hold us accountable for those type of things. That's adultery, fornication, all that. So he says, oh, don't worry about it. Worry about it? I got this woman in my house. Don't worry about it. You can have Rachel, but you're going to need to work for me another 7 years. Mm. And he went ahead and took Leah and Rachel. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. Where do you work? I work at Laban's place.
Yeah, right.
Meet my wife, Rachel. Hello. And Leah. Hey, how you doing? And anyway, so this is what he begins to say. You know, I have a vision for being out of here. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to work somewhere else. I want to go back to my other land, but I'm going to need sheep. I'm going to need my own flock and all that. And he said, how about because you have all these sheep here, how about if I get just the spotted and the speckled and the striped sheep? You know, you keep all the white ones and all that. Talking to his boss, and there wasn't hardly any at all, if any, striped, spotted, or speckled, because it was a good flock. And of course, Laban says, seeing that he doesn't obviously not going to have many, he's like, yeah, you can have that. You can have
that. The deal, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the deal, exactly. The deal.
Yeah.
And so then, understanding vision, understanding he knew where he wanted to go, he knew what he needed to get there, but now he had to show the vision to the sheep. This is how it works. You got to hold the vision in front of them, right? And keep holding it there. And so what he did was, since he wanted spotted, speckled, and striped sheep, he had these white, the regular sheep that would go down to this watering hole, and he took sticks. He took some sticks, and he carved them up to make them look visually like a spotted. One's a spotted one, one's a speckled, one's a striped one. So every time the sheep would go to the church gathering, no, every time the sheep would go to the watering hole where the Holy Spirit's speaking to them, you're showing them the vision, then because he understood this, these sheep that were not spotted, speckled, or striped, they started giving birth to spotted, speckled, and striped sheep because he understood vision. Mm. I mean, there were so many spotted, speckled, and striped sheep that were birthed from these sheep that weren't spotted, speckled, and striped, and that don't happen, by the way. And with that, that Laban became jealous. Like, all this wealth, that's called wealth, this wealth that you've gotten here, and literally, when he left with great wealth because he had a vision. He had a vision. He knew how to put the vision up. As a matter of fact, he tells us very specifically in the Word of God, not he, but the Word of God tells us through the prophet Habakkuk in chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. He says, listen, write down the vision and make it plain on tablets. Okay, this stick's going to be spotted. This stick's going to be striped. And this one's going to be speckled. Write down the vision and make it plain on tablets so that a herald can run with it. If you're the only one that knows it, that's not a vision, that's an idea. Mm-hmm. It has to be other people can grab it and they can run with it. For the revelation or the vision awaits for an appointed time. It speaks of the end. That's what he wanted, right? He wanted spotted, speckled, striped sheep. He didn't have any. So he went ahead and wrote out the vision on the sticks, what he wanted. So that spoke how it was going to be in the end. That's how it became. So for the revelation awaits for an appointed time. It speaks of the end and it will not prove false. Though it lingers, Jacob, that's going to take you 14 years to get through all this. Though it linger, wait for it will certainly come and it will not delay. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isn't that powerful?
Wow.
And it's like, you know, when God begins to do something in your life and he's putting vision in front of you, and if you push, I don't want to, you push that away and push it away. It's like, this is a process. This is how things work. God shows us where he wants us to go. We begin to soak in the watering of his spirit. And in the process of that, bursts out of our life. What happens? The watering hole for us is the Holy Spirit. By the way, we are the sheep. And he is our shepherd. Mm-hmm. We're not literal sheep. That's what he uses to describe us. And that's how vision works. He tells us very specifically in his word. So if you're ready to get out of Laban's workplace, if you're ready to get out of a Laban relationship, that if you're ready to get beyond Leah, then listen, go back and imitate those that have gone before us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.